I'd like now to welcome joining us by phone, Phil Davis. He is the co-legal director of the ACLU New Mexico. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So there are several legislative priorities of the ACLU during this legislative session, and one of them has to do with spying on Americans, spying on New Mexicans specifically, by New Mexico law enforcement agencies. Tell us about this legislation.
Sure, I'd be happy to. In recent times, what the ACLU has learned is that some law enforcement agencies in New Mexico have gathered intelligence on law-abiding citizens who are not suspected of crimes. Law enforcement agencies, their job is to investigate crime. And when we learned that they were investigating people based on their religious or political views and activities, then we got to work and are very pleased that Representative Nomaestas has introduced this spying on freedom legislation, which prohibits New Mexico law enforcement agencies from gathering intelligence on law-abiding New Mexicans, especially with regard to their political or religious views, in the absence of any belief or reason to believe that those persons have engaged in criminal activity.
Give us some examples of groups that have, in fact, been spied on by law enforcement agencies in New Mexico.
Sure. In 2003, when folks were putting together plans to protest the war in Iraq, we learned through recent litigation against the Albuquerque Police Department that Albuquerque police officers joined peace organizations under false names and gathered intelligence on the people involved strictly because those folks were planning on engaging in peaceful anti-war protests at the university. And we learned further that they kept files on those people, and they used email contact lists to spy on those people without any reason to believe that they were involved in criminal activity. In the 1980s, the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the city of Albuquerque in regard to its police department gathering intelligence on law-abiding citizens with regard to, again, peace activities, free speech activities, anti-war activities, and also lawyers who represented criminal defendants because of the fact that they were criminal defense lawyers and not because they believed that these folks were engaged in any criminal activities. That lawsuit went up on appeal, came back down, and was settled. The police department promised not to do this anymore, and yet in 2003 we find that they're back in business. And our intent in asking Representative Maestas to sponsor this bill is to put the police out of the spying on law-abiding citizens business and get back to the business of investigating crime, which is what their job is.
Now, police departments, as we know, have limited budgets, and they would like to have more money, and yet they're spending money apparently why are they doing this? Why are they spending money to investigate people who aren't doing anything wrong?
You'd have to ask them why they're doing this. It is my experience that because law enforcement finds itself to be paramilitary organizations, then in times of war, like the Vietnam War or like the war against Iraq, for some reason, police departments identify themselves with the government and military operations and think that for some reason, not based on any constitutional entitlement, that it's their job to spy on people who speak out against the war. It ain't their job. And this legislation seeks to enforce that understanding between the citizens and the government.
As we know from our national spy agency, the CIA, there are different kinds of activities going on. And one set of activities you might call spying, another you might call intervening, actually intervening in the business of other nations governing themselves and doing what they do as countries, sometimes to the point of overthrowing leaders and so on, for reasons that you could have long conversations on whether that was worthwhile or not. But it's definitely intervention. Do you see that kind of intervention in New Mexico?
we haven't seen intervention the way you've described it. What we're talking about is spying on folks, maintaining intelligence and information about them without any reason to believe that they're involved in criminal activity. And that goes beyond the mission that law enforcement has been given by the government.
Right.
Their job is to investigate criminal activity, either real or suspicioned. Their job is not to spy on people because of what they say or what they believe or what they think.
Now, you mentioned political and religious groups. Let's say you've got an anti-war group that's putting together a bunch of signs and nailing them onto sticks and going out to protest against the war. And then you've got another group that is putting sticks and signs together and going out, and they're in favor of the war. I mean, you know, roll back a few years. Or whatever the issue is, are the police, in your view, more likely to spy on one group than the other group, which is doing functionally the same type of manifestation?
What you're describing is free speech activities by people with opposing viewpoints. And we have no evidence that the police spy on people who are protesting in favor of government activity, in favor of the war in Iraq. Our evidence that we have developed in this recent lawsuit that is pending against the police based on the anti-war protest at UNM in 2003 tells us that it was only anti-war protest activity and speech that was the subject of what we believe to be unlawful spying by the police.
What about religious groups? That was another set of groups you mentioned.
I mentioned them in the context that many religious groups are against the war based on religious principles, anti-war peace principles as part of their religious beliefs. And so those folks have been targeted by the police for the same reasons that other folks have been targeted based on political views. And so there's an overlap there between people expressing political and religious views.
Now, this is House Bill 431, sponsored by Representative Maestas. What kind of conversation has there been at the legislature about this? Who's lining up for and against it?
The bill was only recently introduced. The legislature just started. The bill will be heard by the House Judiciary Committee, and I look forward to vigorous debate in that committee among its members and with citizens who choose to appear to speak at committee meetings about the bill. I would hesitate to speculate on who's lining up for and against the bill based on people's political views. I would hope that every representative and every senator in the state of New Mexico understands that individual citizens who are not engaged in or reasonably suspected of criminal activity should be free from spying by police law enforcement agencies. And I can't think of any reason why any representative or senator in the Roundhouse would be against this bill.
Has legislation by this been introduced at other times in New Mexico or indeed in other states in the U.S.?
I know that there are ordinances in various cities around the country that prohibit this kind of unconstitutional spying by law enforcement as a result of a series of ACLU lawsuits and lawsuits by the National Lawyers Guild that went on in the late 70s and early 80s. The city of Seattle, the city of Chicago, the city of L.A. All have ordinances that prohibit precisely the kind of unlawful surveillance activities that this legislation seeks to address.
When you say it's unlawful, are you talking about the Fourth Amendment, the right to privacy?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Phil Davis is co-legal director of the ACLU New Mexico, American Civil Liberties Union. We're talking about House Bill 431. I want to thank you so much for being with us here on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Happy to be with you. Thanks very much for your time.
And people can look up the ACLU on the internet, ACLU New Mexico. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can reach me at the email radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want to listen to it, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can subscribe to the show on iTunes by going to the iTunes store and looking up Santa Fe Radio Cafe. It's absolutely free, and it comes into your iTunes mailbox, and you can just check it every day. Thanks so much to Nick Appalucci for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team, and after that, the Jazz Experience. Broadcasting from the Santa Fe Baking Company in Santa Fe, right on Cordova Road, my name is Mary Charlotte. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Keep your radio dial tuned to KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. And ladies and gentlemen, also, don't forget to vote. Today is election day. You can elect a school board candidate. It is very important to do so. And there's also a bond issue for you. And so go out and vote. That's all I've got to say. Hasta la vista. Ciao.